Be'ezer Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Matamim Mishkan, Moshim, those who contaminate through what they sit on and what they lay on, the Sefer Torah and the Book of Purity. We continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding the relationship that Anama Oretz has to elements of Tahara, that we suspect him more than that of a Chaver. In this Perek, Rambam discusses the interrelationship of a Chaver Anama Oretz as it relates to that of Taharas. Rambam begins Halacha off regarding if someone deposits his vessels by Anama Oretz. So, mafked kel mitzvah Anama Oretz. If someone deposits his vessel by ignoramus, oish nasin kli l'um Anama Oretz, or he gives his vessel, his tool, to a craftsman that's Anama Oretz, harei elu tameim tamei meis. So these items are going to be suspect, and we're going to treat them as they became tamei from someone who is tamei from a dead person. Which tamei medris, and they also have the tum of a medris, which are these things that we suspect that of Anama Oretz, which is that of what his wife had sat on, making it tamei medris. Now, but if the Anama Oretz who is holding on to this item recognizes that the one who's giving it to him is a kohen who eats truma, then tahir mitmei meis, then it will be pure from the halach of tamei meis, because the one who's watching is careful not to make it with tamei meis. Of a tamei medris, but why? Even if he knows he's careful, it's going to have tumas medris. Because his wife, who we treat as a nida because they don't know the halachas, is going to sit in it without his awareness. Because they're not careful from the laws of tum in the house of Amoritz. So tum mes, that we know he'll be considerate about. But regarding medris, that we can't, because the family members are not careful, and hence that will create the tum of medris for this item. Halacha beis, hamanich kelu b'fnei Amoritz. Someone puts his vessels in front of an ignoramus. Vamalini tells him, "Shmor li yaseilu, watch for me these items. Hareilu tamei medris, utahar mitamei meis. So it's going to have a tumah of medris, but it's going to be tar from tamei meis because he's being careful regarding it. But medris, that we say that they're not able to be careful. Now hanicha mal kaseifai, if let's say he put it on his shoulder, so here it's actually one level closer to being in the domain of the amaretz." Meaning, when it's in front of him, so we're not so concerned. So we're going to be metari from tamei meis. But if he puts it on the shoulder, then tamei medris or tamei meis, then he's going to have not only tamei medris, but also that of tamei meis, because once it's in his domain and it's within his right, because he put it on his shoulder, then we already suspect it for even tamei meis. Shochach kele beveis haknesses. If he forgot his vessels, a regular person, the basic ness in the shul. So harim tar, we presume that it's tar. She'in reshus ama oretz gemur, because not really in the full-fledged domain of ama oretz. I mean, when it's in the reshus ama oretz, like we said, when it's in his possession, where he's watching it, or so then we are concerned for tumah. But here in shul, although people have access to it, it's not really the reshus of the ama oretz himself, so we treat it as tar. Hinich kelev b'merchatz, let's say he left his clothing, his vessels, his items in the bathhouse. Uvom, but some commercial, he finds them as they were, as he left them, so term them pure. But a malam noisa shalas, can we teach him not to do this because people move stuff around and it could potentially make his stuff tummy? Let's say nirgito uvodri, let's say he left his wine press and the pit that's in front where the wine gathers in. Savpisha nichnas leir, although he went into the city, uvom motzam orts betzid, and he comes back to the field and he finds am orts right there on the side of it. Tyron, we presume it to be tarm, nishain lur shushi comes because he has no permission to go in. And it's only when it's in his rishos that we treat it as tamei. Halacha gimel hamoisim avteich beis olam aretz. If someone gives the key to his house to an olam aretz, kol shebabayis tar. Whatever's in the house is tar because shalei mosa loy el shmir samavteich. Only gave him the guarding of the key that in case he needs it, but he did never give him permission to go into the house, and therefore we don't suspect he's going to go in and make anything tamei. Halacha dald hamenich kelov bechaloy nishol merchatz. If someone puts his stuff in the locker in the bathhouse, prior times, they had these lockers that were closed on the outside, and they had these doors on the inside, and the bath attendant would give each one his locker where to put his stuff. The Noel Aleim, and he locks the locker. Even though he gives the key to Nam Oretz, Caleb Tarim, his stuff are tar. And so too, if let's say he makes a seal on the locker, or he makes some type of a sign that he can recognize, even if he finds that the seal has been ruined, how they call other Tarim, all these things are tar, because these are deterrents, and therefore we're not suspecting, even if the seal is broken, that anyone had gone inside. Halacha he continues regarding, what if, let's say, someone has an Am Oretz in his house. So someone leaves an Am Oretz in his house to protect it, to guard it. And this owner is sitting at a distance. So b'sman shu ro'yas nechnasim b'sayitzin, at a time when he could see who's coming in and who's going out. Still, hari kol shu b'bayis minachol b'mashkin, so everything that's in the house, from food items and beverages, or kelicheres, she'ein amukah b'tumah pasul, and it's an earthenware vessel that's not surrounded with a tightly fattened seal. So tamei, they're going to be tamei, just like we said in halacha beis, when you give over tamei oritz to watch your stuff, so we treat it as he's going to make it tamei. Aval hamishkavis, but regarding the beddings of hamishkavis and what he rides on, uklicheres amukah b'tumah pasul, and regarding earthenware vessels that's with a tightly fastened seal, so then tahar, and then we're going to say that it's going to be tahar, meaning the bedding and the merkava is going to be tahar from the tumah mishka b'maisha, where they were not geizer nama oritz to make such a severe level of tumah, and we're not concerned that maybe his wife that's in need is going to come and sit on them. In contrast, when we give it to him when it's in his house, where we're going to give it the tumah mishka b'medris because his wife will go ahead and sit on it. But for touching, so that we're saying that it's going to have that tummy. Now, v'mein roya loyas and nechnasin b'loyas yitzin. Let's say the owner can see who's coming and going. Then kol shabbai is tameh. Then whatever in the house is going to be tameh, and it's not going to be only limited to any items, and it's going to have a total halacha of tameh because you can't even tell who's coming and going. Now, afilah yikafis, even if the amaretz was bound, or he was missing, his hands or feet were cut off, where he can't even access this stuff. It doesn't make a difference. I call it tameh, everything's going to be tameh. Because ultimately, it's in the domain of Amaretz. The sages didn't differentiate between the person could reach or can reach. Ultimately, you left it in his rishus. So we're going to give it a status as when we leave it rishus of the Amaretz, which is going to make it into tameh. Halacha vav. Let's say the Talmud Chacham, the scrupulous individual, was sleeping in the house of the Amaretz. Now his clothing, his stuff, were folded and placed beneath his head. And his sandals and his barrel was in front of him. So at real time, they're going to remain tar. Why? Because they're in the presumption of that it's being guarded by its owner. It's not going to touch it, because he'll tell himself, he's going to wake up and he's going to see me touching, so he's not going to touch it, and it retains its tahara status. Halacha Zayin. Amaretz that borrows from a chaver a bed to sleep on. V'yoshnaleo b'toich beisah shel chaver, and he sleeps in it in the house of the chaver. Se'im tamei lo isa mita, so only that bed becomes tamei because we consider him as a source of tumah. V'ad mokam shel yochel lifshad es yadoi mo isa mita b'legeh, and wherever he could stretch out his hand from the bed and touch, but anything beyond that, we don't consider that as tamei. Halacha ches, chaver shamal amaretz. V'chaver said to an amaretz, Shmarli parda zu shle tukanes labayis. Do me a favor, watch this cow that it doesn't go into the house. Or it doesn't break that stuff. So how did ba'ayis vaykim time? The house or that stuff that was vessel agimitar. Shle musle elishmiris haparim. He didn't ask him to watch those stuff. He asked him to watch the cow, not to break or go into those stuff. So he never gave him that shmir. Abul mamle, but let's say he told him the other way around. Shmarli ba'ayzeh. Watch for me the house. Shle tukanes by a part that the cow does not come into it. Or watch these vessels that cow doesn't break him. Oh, harim tamei. Then going to be tamei because he gave it to the amaretz to watch those things. That's in his domain. And then we're concerned for tamei. So it depends how he says it. What's the object of the shmira would define if it's going to have the tamei or not. Halacha tes. Hamanich amaretz b'teich beis b'yatzav. Someone leaves an amaretz in the house and he leaves. He nichi er metzor er. He left him when he was awake and he comes back and he finds him awake. Or yashin metzor yashin. He leaves him when he was sleeping and he comes back and he's still sleeping. Or he left him when he was sick, and he finds him when he comes back sleeping. So in kol shabbai tar, whatever's in the house is going to be tar. However, if hanicha yashna mitzar el, let's say he left him sleeping and he finds him awake, then actually we're more concerned. Because then kol makom hakarv mimenu. So any area that's near the previously sleeping amaret, shayachal lifshad as yodah, he could stretch out his hand, v'ligabai, and he could touch. Tummy then is going to be tummy, because we're concerned that he was sleeping when you left him. And then he wakes up and he's seeing things that's within his reach. We're concerned that he's going to stretch out and touch them, thus making a tummy. Stuff that he has to get down from the bed, that we're not concerned that he's going to touch that at a distance. But that which is right there, since you left him sleeping, now he's up, then we have to be concerned whatever is within his reach. So if someone leaves, craftsmen working in his house. We're only concerned for the area where they're working that they can stretch out their hand and they're going to touch. We don't say, oh, shema alu gabikise, maybe they stood up on a chair, or al sulam on a ladder, and maybe they touched vessels or food items, hatluin lamal, because that's hanging higher up on the wall. No, only what's within their reach are we concerned for. Halacha yud. Eishes chaver, the wife of a chaver, shenicha eishes ama'aretz, that left, or the wife of a ama'aretz, techenis patech besa, that's grinding in her house. Safila paskir chayim, even if the mill had stopped already. And v'filo yishtam, even if there were two women that were grinding, we only considered tummy an area that they could have stretched out their hand and touched. And that is ve'inim. We don't say, oh, shema achas techenis, maybe while one was grinding, v'shnir pol shakosh b'vayis, another one was snooping around, touching everything in the house. Also, maybe she got up and was hanging and suspending and touching higher places. No, we're not concerned for that. It's only within reach of where they were. If a woman went in to bring out bread for a pauper, and Yatzah, she comes out, she sees him standing there near the loaves. So for the truma, even if they're truma, which we have more stringencies for, they remain tahar. Because we don't presume that this pauper would touch stuff without permission. So the blessed woman left. And she finds the wife of Am Aretz shoveling, stoking the coals beneath the pot. The pot's still going to be tar because we don't presume that she touched something which is not hers and she's not allowed to. Halachi Beis continues regarding tax collectors and thieves that go into one's house. So Gaboy Malchus, the collectors of the king, that they come into the one's house to take collateral for what they owe. So kosher b'bayis is tameh, whatever in the house is going to be tameh, because they generally touch everything, checking what the value is to take as collateral. So with their touching, they made it tameh, because they're amaratzim. And even if they're chaver, actually have a status as amaratz, as we said in Perek Yud. Now, em yesh mom goy. Now, however, if they have a Gentile with them, then they're actually believed to say, we didn't touch it. Because the fear of the Gentiles on them, and they don't just touch everything. Now, but bedroom, when do we say this, which meaning that whatever's in the house is going to be tummy, we're going to the first half of the halacha, that's bizman sheyeshem eidim shenichnesu, that's if there's witnesses that they had come in, or shayamashkim yodmo, they actually were holding the collateral in their hands. Avalim amrhim ma'atzman, if they on their own said, nichnasnu, no one even knew they went in, but they said, we went in. Avalim, but we didn't touch, neman, they actually believed. Because this is what's known, shahapesha asa, the mouth that's saying and making this forbidden, which is by saying we went in, oh, and then when they were concerned, who hapesha ita, that's the same mouth that said that it's permitted because they said we didn't touch. Because had they said we didn't go in, they would be believed. And this is what the Talmudic principle known as migui, since they could have said we didn't go in, and now they're saying we went in, but we didn't touch, so they're believed. Halachit gimel haganavim shenichnas l'tech b'ayis, regarding thieves that went into one's house. So the only area that's tameh is the area of where the thieves had gone in the normal path. Because they're actually afraid to start touching everything and snooping around. Only that which is prepared, that's easy access, that we say that they touch, and that's tameh. Now, and what actually do we consider tameh in the area where they went? That's all chalon v'amashkin regarding food items and beverages, the klicheres habsuchim, and regarding earthenware vessels that were open. Avala mishkaves, but regarding beds v'amukaves, now what one rides on, the klicheres habmukaven tzabed pasul, regarding earthenware vessels that's around with tightly fastened seal. So that actually term that we're going to consider as tar, like we said previously, meaning from the tumah of medrus, that we're not going to say that they had sat on. It's what we're concerned with, what they're touching. Now, v'miyashimam gai, but if let's say they have with them a Gentile that rabbinically we consider them as a zav, or yisha, or woman, who we have that suspect for a nida, then I call tameh, then everything is going to be tameh, and we're going to consider the mishkav and meshav as an avatamah for that concern of medrus. Turn to halacha the yodalad hagaboyim regarding the tax collectors, vaganavim and those thieves, sha'asa tshuva, that they repented, v'chziru me'atzmam, and they returned the items that they had taken, lo'imach masira, this was on their own volition, not because they were afraid of anything. The omen, they said, we didn't touch anything, we were in the house when we came in. They actually believed, because why shouldn't we believe them? Because this is something they're doing on their own volition. Even the area where they had gone, which we would generally presume and suspect, they are here in this situation that when they returned on their own, we would believe them. Someone leaves his house open, and he comes back and it's still open, or he comes back and he finds it closed. Or even if he left the clock and he finds it open, but nothing was stolen from inside, then kosher b'bayis tar, whatever's in the house is going to be tar. Because I say haganav b'suchu, that you're right, thieves had opened it, but they changed their mind and they left and they didn't enter, and therefore nothing's missing. So therefore we could still retain the chazaka that it's tar. Halachat Zayin, kordim shavid b'bayis, there was an axe that was lost in the house, Or, he know he put it in one corner, and then he finds another corner, and then Habayis Tameh, then the house is going to be Tameh. Because I say, Adam Tameh next to the Shaman Natale, that a Tameh person had come in and he had taken it, so therefore that's why it's either lost or that's why it was found in another corner, and therefore we have to consider it as whatever in the house as Tameh, because obviously there was someone that was here that touched, and maybe that person was Tameh. Look, Zion continues regarding when there's Amma Oretz dwelling in close proximity with a Chaver. So Hadar Em Amma Oretz B'chatzer, whoever dwells with Amma Oretz in the same courtyard, and M'shachakim B'chatzer, and that's a common courtyard, common area that they share, and the Chaver left vessels in the chatzar, in the courtyard. So Afil Chav Yismu Kavet Tzamed Pasel. So even if it's barrels that were tightly fastened sealed, which we had said in previous cases that we're not concerned for, Oitanu Mukav Tzamed Pasel, or it's an oven that's with tightly fastened sealed, Had Eil Tzamim, we're going to consider as Tameh. And if it's not similar to what we said in Halacha Heh and Halacha Tes, that by, if it's surrounded with a tightly fastened seal, it's going to be tar, because over here, this is where he actually lives. So yeah, he would have the audacity to remove the cover and to go into the airspace and make it Tameh and put it back on, and therefore it's going to be considered as Tameh. Until you make for the oven a partition 10 tvachim high, it's not in the sheer domain of the Amma Oretz, where it's only for his oven, then he wouldn't have that audacity, and then it would be considered as tar. If a chaver had a partition, a sukkah or a hut, in front of the entryway of the Amma Oretz, or the other way around, the Amma Oretz, he had some type of partition or hut in front of the opening of the chaver's entrance. So then, the vessels that are inside or the vessels that are in, by the partition are going to be Tameh. Because the Amma Oretz, either one is by the entryway of the other one, he has some type of rights over here to come and go, and maybe touch the vessels, and therefore we're going to consider it as Tameh. So even though there's a mechitza, but it's right in front of his entryway, we're going to consider it as Tameh. Look at your test. If his roof was higher than the roof of his neighbor, the Amma Oretz, so he could spread out vessels, and they could leave things that are pure, and retains its status of Tahara. Though the Amma Oretz from his roof could stretch out his hand and touch what's on the chaver's roof, because if he does stretch out, we're going to say, you're a thief. What are you doing? What are you stretching out your hand to the high roof of the chaver? Let's say the neighbor is a Gentile. In the chayshim, not concerned, not for tumah that we're discussing, not for, let's say, if one has wine, that maybe he poured the wine libation and touched it, we're not concerned, because no one would do that, because it would be obvious that he's a thief. But let's say the roofs were side by side, same height, or let's say the roof of the Amma Oretz was higher, and then the chaver goes and spreads out vessels or taras on his roof, in this case, we have the Amma Oretz, however far he could stretch out his hand and touch, those areas are becheskes tumah, because even if people would say, hey, what are you doing stretching off? He would say, oh, I had something that rolled off my roof and fell down to either a lower or to same level, and I'm just reaching out to get it. So as far as he can go, he wouldn't be concerned about, so to speak, being caught as a thief, and therefore we have to presume it as tumah. Halacha chaf. You have two courtyards, one within the other one, and you have to go through an outer one to get to an inner one. If a panimah shel chav, if the inner one is of the chav, and the outer one is Amma Oretz, then chav meniach sham kelim v'shetech sham peres, and the chav could spread out his vessels and spread out his peres over there. Af b'she'ad Amma Oretz megasham, even though the Amma Oretz could reach over there, because then he's going to definitely be caught as a thief, because you have no right of way in the inner courtyard. The outer one you do, but the inner one you don't, and therefore he could spread out his stuff to chav, and he does not have to be concerned. Halacha chaval of chatzah chalukah b'mesipas. If there's a courtyard that's divided with a low partition, v'chaver b'tzadzeh v'am ortz b'tzadzeh, and the chaver is on one side, am ortz is on the other side, taros of Titus, his taros are going to be pure. Af b'shad am ortz, my guess, even though it's a low partition and he can reach over and his hands can touch, neshem b'reshus l'chaver, because again, it's in the domain of the chaver, and if he's going to stretch out, it's going to be obvious that nothing rolled up here because we have a small partition separating, and he's going to be caught as a thief. Halacha chav beis, regarding if a chaver left his vessels without being watched, what the status is. So chaver shenafel dalgi l'teich bar shel Amma Oretz. Let's say a chaver that his pitcher fell into the pit of Amma Oretz. So v'holich l'havi b'mayilen, so he went to get something, whatever it is, to be able to get it out and fish it out from the pit. Here's a tummy. Automatically his pitcher became tummy. Nishahunach b'shus Amma Oretz achas, simply because it was in the domain of Amma Oretz for one moment. So even though technically over here the Amma Oretz couldn't even reach it, doesn't make a difference. That was the gezer of Chazal. When it was in the Rishus, we consider it as tummy. Halach of Gimel, Eishas Ama'aretz, if the wife of an Ama'aretz, Shenichnas Al-Tech Beisat Shalchaber, she goes into the house of a Chaber, Lahitzi, Benoi, Yobito, Yobahemte Shalchaber, to be able to take out, she's watching his son, daughter, or animal of the Chaber, Kol Shabbai is tar, whatever in the house is going to remain tar. Nishenichnas Al-Shalabishus, because she came without permission, meaning, because she's only there to take out the son or the daughter or whatever it is. So she's intimidated by the owner and she's not going to go ahead and touch anything because she doesn't really have rights to be over here. Kader chaver, a potter that's a chaver, sheichnes kedei lois of limka, that he brought in his pots to sell. The yard lishtas, and he went down to drink some water. Hadei panimius tahir, so the inner pots are going to remain tar. But v'chitanis tmeis, but the outer ones we can consider as tamei. Which, b'midrum, when do we say this? K'shanichan samach lishtas ram, when he put his pots abutting right there, right next to the public domain. And the reason why we consider them as tamid, and they shall even hashav them, because those are passing, coming and going. Noigim mechitzaynis b'shas alicha. They touch the other ones as they're walking, without even intending. They're just touching as they're going. And there's all these amaratzim. Aval hoyu rechikis mishasram. But if it was far away from the public domain, im hoyu klei imonius b'yadav. So here it depends. If he was holding his craftsman tool in his hand, which is a sign of his craft, and those are the things he's selling, so hakol tameis, everything's going to be tamid. And the reason why that is because his vessels show and prove that he's putting it here to sell, because they could tell he's a craftsman as he's holding those tools. And actually, everyone's touching everything of his stuff. But if he's not holding the tool of his craft in his hand, hakol taris, and everything's going to be tar. And even the outer ones, because it's not right by Rishus Rabbim. And chaskasan shloim nagaben adam, and we presume that no one's going to touch it because they think that it's not for sale and no one's going to touch it. It's some guy's private stuff. But if they could see that he's a merchant and they know he's coming to sell, then they're going to touch them all, and they're all going to be considered as tummy. Chaver shenich acholun umashkin al pesach hanutzei benichnas. If a chaver left some types of food items and beverages on the opening of a store and he goes into the store, hareil tameim, again, those things are going to be considered as tummy. Nishoyim mashav mimash mashabem, because again, those who are passerbys are going to touch it because it's obvious it's in front of the store that it's there to sell and people are going to be touching all those things. Therefore, then we consider that as tummy because he's not there, he was inside and people are going to be touching this stuff.